This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Bert's with us. Welcome, Bert.
Hey, Vince. Happy Friday. And, man, does it feel like summer where you are? It's been a weird West Coast. We've been cold 5 months straight below average temperature, and with maybe only a few days here and there to break that. So it's unusual for us, Spence, because, you know, usually you have a warm month followed by a cold month. We've had like five or six cold months. So how about over at your farm?
Well, I got an email from Kathy, and I responded to it this morning. She was asking about our garden, and she mentioned her garden and the lack of rain, and I said that our garden is behind. It's about a month behind because of the temperatures that were, you know, cool, and now the sun is really, really, really bright. It's been bright so much that I run an auxiliary cooling fan on our charge controllers, our solar panel charge controllers, to extend the life of them. So I have an external fan that blows on them. So sunlight has been bright, on and off, though. It hasn't been consistent. There's nothing that's consistent. We've had some rain. We've had a lot of overcast days. We've had bright days. But we haven't had normal weather. So our garden is behind. And I don't like it. I really don't like it. And we're not the only ones.
Yeah, hard to say what normal is, but I guess you could say average, right, as the norm.
I don't know if you can even say that because, Bert, here's what happened. You know, when we grow grass to feed the cows, and all the farmers around here do, it's not like we're special. And when you need about 3 days after the rain for the ground to dry, so that when you cut the grass for hay, the ground underneath the grass is not damp. And the idea is you don't want the moisture to cause the hay to go moldy. So you have to have 3 days at least of sunny weather, winds, you know, mild winds to dry off the ground. Then when you cut the hay, you need about 3 days. You need to cut the hay and let it dry out in the sun. And then you rake it. And then you bale it, because if it's baled moist, it will be moldy, and the animals can get sick. And you can get sick, you know, just handling the hay. So you need about 6 days. And 6 days of predictable weather today is impossible, because the weather report is inaccurate. They'll say, you know, a 70% chance of rain tomorrow, and then tomorrow will be bright and sunny, no rain in sight. So you can't believe the weather reports, and they don't all agree. So if you go to weather.com or weather.gov or the local TV station, they have three different weathers or weather predictions. So it's really, really frustrating for farmers. And we decided not to cut our hay. It's ready. It's ready to be cut. It's perfect. But we decided not to cut it, and it rained yesterday. And all the guys who believed the weather report that said it was going to be okay got caught with their hay down, and now it's wet. And now it's
got caught
second
with their hay down.
Yeah, they got caught with their... They cut the hay. It's down on the ground. And they had time to cut it, but not time to rake it and bale it. So it's a real problem. And where does this show up? At the supermarket. It shows up at the supermarket. Because initially the farmers, are, if they don't have enough hay, they're going to have to sell the cows. Then there'll be a glut of beef on the market, and then there'll be a shortage that follows the glut. That's the way it works.
Yeah. Vince, interesting you said you have really bright sunlight.
Yeah.
The planetary K index measures the solar storm output of the sun, basically solar flares and plasma from the sun. And Vince, that's about as low as I've ever seen it. I monitor this every few days. It has a 2 or 3 day chart that you get from NOAA.gov, and you can look at something called the Electric Power Community Dashboard. And under that, they have a chart for what they call estimated planetary K index 3 hour data. And Vince, it's as low as I've seen it. Now, this is correlated to the solar cycle and solar storms, and we're entering a peak in another year or so, and we would expect this to be gradually increasing. So I take this as nothing more than a calm before the storm, because for, you know, the sun, we don't really understand completely why it does some of the things it does. It's just, you know, law of random nature, I guess. There's storms that outbreak on the sun as it's burning hydrogen and making other elements and creating energy. But it's extremely low. I mean, they have a green, yellow, orange, red, and dark red. And it's like at the bottom of the green zone. So it's about as low as, literally,
Bert,
low
let me,
as
let
I've
me ask
ever
you
seen
this.
It.
Let me ask you this.
So,
is this measuring it from the sun, or is it measuring what arrives here on the planet, on the ground?
Good question, because you would think there probably is a difference. And you know what? I'm going to check into that, Vince. I mean, obviously they're correlated. If you observe it happening on the sun, it's going to hit the Earth. But where it hits the Earth depends on, you know, which face of the globe is facing. It takes about 2 or 3 days for plasma to get from the sun to the Earth. So it's slower than the speed of light. But, Vince, I'll check into that and answer it. I think they're going to be correlated. So if there's a lot of sun activity, obviously there's going to be more hitting the Earth. But it's not 100%, right? Because I think what you're alluding to is some of it could be erupting on the sun and then heading over to Mars or to another planet, another
direction.
Well,
yeah, that's part of it. That's part of it. But the part I'm talking about is the part that's heading toward us gets absorbed and occluded by the spraying of whatever our government is putting into the air at that moment. Okay?
Yeah.
So they are, you know, and Dane Wigington, USA Prepares instructor, is a senior instructor. The reason that he is ringing the alarm and has been is because he built a solar array. And it had specs, and it said, all right, you'll get this much current from your solar array. And he built it, and it was working, and it stopped working right. Then he got half of the current. And he looked up, and he said, it's them. They're spraying the sky. They are preventing his solar array from working the way it should because the sun's rays are not getting to the ground because of the aerosols that are sprayed in the sky by the military.
Well,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about is...
I'm not lined up with that, but, you know, I'll defer to him. I'm just saying what is hitting the Earth, and I suspect that there's not much we can do to prevent plasma because it's energy, basically, and it's going to be really hard to... You know, we've talked about what happens when a large amount hits the Earth. You get a really bad Carrington effect. That happened in 1859, and then we had another one in the 20s, and we've had more. So there's not much you can do. This is really powerful stuff, and we have to be alert because it is correlated to the solar cycle. And the solar cycle, as I mentioned, we're coming toward a peak in the next year or two. So just interesting that it's low right now, Vince.
Okay. Well, it's squinting brightness. I just went outside during the break, gave the puppies a hug, and you know, it's so bright you have to squint.
Yeah, Vince.
And that correlates with what our solar panels are doing. It does.
Well, Vince, Moving on to another topic, this is an interesting news story that some of class may be interested to know that, and we've talked about power transformers before and the fact that we have a shortage of them, and if we have the type of solar storms that we've had during some solar peaks in the past, we might be affecting our power grid, and if our power grid goes down, the most vulnerable component are the power transformers. And Vince, we've mentioned before in USA Prepares that we have a shortage of the power transformers, but it's even worse shortage right now. And Vince, you're gonna find this interesting why the shortage has now been exacerbated. The power transformers use a type of what's called electrical steel. And Vince, we have a shortage of that steel right now. And the reason we have a shortage of the electrical steel, Vince, is because they're using them in batteries for EVs, to a lesser extent solar panels, but mostly they're going into EVs. So, Vince, there's a shortage, literally, of the steel that is used as, and I guess you can't use any steel, it's used for the transformers, and we have a problem, and there's only one major manufacturer of the electrical steel in this country. The rest of it we have to import from other vendors. And Vince, on top of that, they want to put it, the U.S. government has a new rule that starting in 2027, we have to have a new standard for power transformers that would use even more of this steel. It would be a more efficient transformer, but it would make the steel even more scarce. And there's some people who are now kind of stepping up and saying, hey, this is crazy. You're putting in a new standard for power transformers at the same time we can't even get the electrical steel that's used to manufacture these transformers. It's also used in electrical vehicle chargers. It's used in the electrical motors. So EVs use them. And, you know, if we're going to have the government do anything, what the government should be doing is it should be saying, hey, what can we do to help spur the steel manufacturers to manufacture more of the steel? I don't know. I don't have an answer for you, Vince, as why they're not making more electrical steel. There is something called the National Rural Electrical Cooperative Association, and they are pushing like mad to have what they want to call an electrical steel summit. Right now, Vince, we only have one domestic producer of electrical steel. It's known, this is kind of obscure, Grain-Oriented Electrical Steel, GOES, goes. That company is Cleveland-Cliffs. It is currently the only U.S. manufacturer of that, of this type of steel. And it's getting worse. In fact, I sent you over a news article, Vince, that shows a home development that has been held up on completing because they can't put in the power grid because they can't purchase the power transformers for the power company to bring electricity to it.
Well, that's been reported here at USA Prepares for months by a couple guys who live in Montana. And Rich Sheban and Kyle have been saying that, yeah, there are people who want to move in, they're building houses, but they can't move in because they can't get the C of O, Certificate of Occupancy, because they can't get the electricity.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com, gcnfood.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, Bert, just to recap this, there's a company called Cleveland Cliffs, plural. And they are the only domestic manufacturer of electrical steel. We don't have enough electrical steel as it is. And then the government says y'all are going to be using more. And then Elon Musk is using more of it in his electric vehicles, right? So
yeah.
And then he's putting rockets into space that use electrical steel in some of the components that go up into orbit. And once it goes up, once that rocket goes up, that's it. It's gone. It's wasted.
We do recover the main rocket for the SpaceX, actually, Vince, if you've
I realize that.
Yeah.
But there are other components that I believe use electrical steel that are in satellites, and once they're up there, that's it. They don't come back down, and we say, oh, let's go catch that one over there, and let's recycle it. So what I'm saying is we are squandering, and he's not the only guy squandering. It's been going on for a long time. We've been pulling oil out of the ground, leaving holes in the ground, causing what I believe is earthquakes, because we're pulling out the lubricant out of the ground, out of the planet. I think there are a lot of problems with what we're doing, and it's back to the same old thing that I've been saying. Use less. Be careful. Don't waste anything. And here we are, and the government's saying, y'all are going to be using more of this electrical steel, which we don't have enough of as it is.
Yeah. Well, and Vince, as I said, it's worse than that. And I don't know how the government gets to do these things without even Congress getting involved, but the Department of Energy has put together a stricter requirement for a new power transformer. It's expected to go into effect in 2020. They just came up with this a few months ago, and they say, oh, this will be a more efficient transformer because they're not efficient enough, and, you know, we should make them efficient. I'm not sure why we need the government to tell us to do that, but the problem is that as part of the new design that you're going to have to put into these transformers, and keep in mind what we're saying, there's a shortage. You can't even get these things. They're back ordered for, you know, as long as 6 or 8 months or close to a year. You can't even get them. And they're trying to say, oh, you few manufacturers of these transformers, you're going to have to change your design, tool up for a completely new design and start making it. It's going to use more steel. It's going to delay you having the chance to catch up with demand on the current transformer. And you got to do all this because, well, Department of Energy is telling you to do it and it never went by Congress. Now, Congress found out about it, and they're standing up saying, oh, we want to pass a law or do something. They're actually saying that. But, Vince, it's kind of sad in this country where the government agencies, it seems like they have more power than Congress. Congress just yells into TV cameras and says things, but it looks like the real power is in government agencies, and I don't know if that's, well, here's a good example of where it's not good for the people. So we'll see what happens, Vince, but it is a problem, and as you said, it's affecting everyday people to have to be able to move into a new house because the development can't get built because they literally don't have the steel to build enough power transformers to build out the power grid. And Vince, to put icing on the cake, we're talking about the need to double the power grid to support all the electrical vehicles that the government wants us to drive. How are they going to do that? Because the transformers are an integral part, as you know. As they, you know, you generate the power, send it over the high voltage lines, and then it's through the transformers that it gets stepped down to voltages that can go out to the homes and communities. So just another reason why I don't think they're going to be able to get the power grid doubled in time.
Bert, I have some transformers here at the farm, and they are voltage regulating transformers. And I was interested in how efficient they were, so I calculated it out. I actually measured it. So these transformers use about, they're AC transformers. They will handle 1,800 watts, and they use 16 watts of electricity. So 16 watts goes to heat. That's greater than 99% efficient.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
USA News Update.
I'm deeply troubled to see this indictment move forward.
Former Vice President Mike Pence speaking to talk show host Hugh Hewitt on the new indictment of former President Trump. Former Missouri Senator Democrat Claire McCaskill has another opinion.
No one would ever think a president of the United States would be that stupid.
Reports say the former president faces 7 counts in the indictment. He's due to appear at a federal courthouse in Miami Tuesday. Starting to get a bit better in the Northeast as much of the smoke from Canada's wildfires is starting to dissipate. Still, air quality alerts remain up for much of the region. Authorities in California are warning you about a new real estate scam. The criminals steal landowners' identities, pose as them, sell their properties for all cash at well below market value, and then disappear, the money scattered to several foreign accounts. Richard Johnson, USA News.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Watch it.
God, you're... Take my... You go to the... For 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Bert's with us, Silicon Valley engineer, electronic and electrical engineer. Bert, so the federal government is concentrating on improving the efficiency of something that is at worst 97% efficient, at best a little over 99% efficient. The one I have here, or the ones I have here, are even greater than 99% efficient, like 99.2% efficient. So it seems like we're barking up the wrong tree here. And why are we trying to improve something that is one of the absolutely most efficient things that we've ever designed on the planet, where there's the least room for gain, right? Isn't that correct? The least room for gain is where you have the most efficiency?
Well, Vince, I think the way you have to look at it is you have a lot of these transformers. So let's say it's 97% efficient, but if you have one here and one here and one here and one here, and you start adding them all up, then there might be two levels of voltage step down, you know, one from the massive high voltage power grid to the, you know, only thousands of volts power grid, and then one from the, you know, many thousand volts down to, you know, 220 or 440 that goes to your house or business. So so they add up. It's not just one transformer. But
okay, so let's bring Andy Gibbs into the equation. Say, so Andy, what do you think? We got something that's 97% to 99% efficient. Do you think we should start a company to try to improve that efficiency? What do you think Andy would say? Something like, have you lost your mind?
I just said Andy was on the line.
I'm just hypothesizing that he would say, there's no market there, right?
Yeah, and if there was a market there, you wouldn't need the government to be dictating it. So, Vince, let me give you another example of government dictating how it goes wrong. So yesterday there was a meeting of the European Climate Commission, and the CEO of Exxon spoke, Darren Woods, you know, maybe not your favorite CEO, CEO of ExxonMobil, but basically one of the points he was making is the government is getting involved in saying what energy sources are good, which are bad, and which ones we're going to ban. And he cites an example of Europe telling people to stop using natural gas, and, you know, that started happening a few years ago, Vince, and then we had the war in Ukraine and all kinds of problems were occurring, and we were crimped on our energy supply. And by the way, they were telling us to stop getting our own natural gas, but somehow until the war, they were still allowed to buy it from Russia over the pipeline. But put that aside, the point Darren Woods is making was that it forced Europe to start burning more coal because people were freezing. I mean, literally, people were freezing. And they had the fuel of last resort in most countries that you can quickly get, and a lot of power plants are either idled or they can burn coal. So they had to start shipping in coal to power plants to burn it to create electricity. And Vince, coal is absolutely the worst, most polluting energy source. I don't know what's worse, maybe burning garbage or wood or something. You know, I had visited a country many years ago that primarily burnt coal for their power source, and it was during the winter. And I'll tell you this, it's a smaller European country. The air was just terrible. I mean, probably I should have been wearing a mask. And I asked about what it, and they go, oh, that's every day. That's, you know, from the coal that we burn. And this was a few years ago. I don't know if they're still doing it as prolifically as they were. But Vince, coal's the worst. And by banning natural gas, they actually made things worse because natural gas is relatively clean, and they were busy burning coal now. And it just shows you how government intentions end up screwing things up.
Yes, what's worse than coal? Wood. Wood's worse than coal. Plastic is worse than coal.
Yeah.
And the proof of that is in London, people used to heat their homes with their fireplaces, and they were asphyxiating, literally. So had to stop doing it. So wood's the worst. And coal is, you know, is worse than the natural gas. Natural gas is probably our best option, but our really, if we're going to use the systems we have today, but our very best option is to reduce through better insulation. And, you know, we have people here in Missouri who've already turned on their air conditioning systems. We haven't. We're like the last ones to turn on the heat, and we're the last ones to turn on the air conditioning. Why? Because we have a foot of insulation in the walls and ceiling. That's why. So if we were to invest in doing things for the long run, we wouldn't have the consumption and the wasting of natural resources that we have. But we're stupid. We're greedy. The contractors are greedy. Pretty much everybody involved is greedy. And that's why, you know, build it cheaper. Build appliances that don't last as long because we can sell more of them. And that's greed. That's absolute greed. And then the consumers who buy these silly things are buying because it's the new look. They want the new look, which is idiotic in my world. But Bert, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, again, just government overreach. And, of course, we don't have to go there about trying to ban natural gas ovens, stoves, cooktops, even natural gas heaters in New York City, California, new construction, many places you can't use, you can't put in natural gas appliances. They want you to use electric. And, you know, I did put a electric heat pump in my house, and it is amazing efficiency, Vince, because, you know, I thought a heater could only be 100%, and that's the max of any heater. You know, so if it's powered by electricity, you would think, okay, 100% of the electricity goes to heat. That's the best you can do. But the way a heat pump works, at least for heating, it's kind of like an air conditioner in reverse, and it is more than 100% efficient on heat. So it is, I don't know who invented it. I guess it was some guy that went to sleep thinking of the block diagram of an air conditioner and just reversed the flow. And you do get heat out of nothing. It's strange, Vince, when it's heating the house, you go out and feel it, and there's cold. There's a unit inside and a unit outside. Unit outside is having cold air come out of it while hot air goes into your house when you're using it as a heater. And yes, you can reverse it in the summer, and it works as a traditional air conditioner. So I think that's a great invention. But
now you're truly not buying that it's more than 100% efficient, are you?
Oh, it is. No, it is. It is, Vince. I studied it is.
Bert, you just said it. You just said that it's pulling the heat, from the outside. So you're warming up. You're warming up the county. You're warming up the. In the winter, you are cooling down the county. So your neighbors' heat pumps have to work harder because you just added.
Vince, if you go net net net, using energy because net net net. The heat and the cold average out, but you're drawing electricity, and that electricity goes to heat. So if you look at the total big picture, you know, from 40,000 feet, you are burning more energy, period, because it's all going into the atmosphere. It's all going into the environment. So on that basis, it's definitely, you know, using power and ultimately making more heat on the planet.
But so you're saying I'm right, right? So you're saying I'm right,
no.
Right?
I'm saying I'm right because on the standpoint of what it, of the heat that you're actually creating inside your home, it you know, just looking at it from your own selfish viewpoint, I'm heating my home. It is and the simple math is if you were using the electricity for just an electric panel heater compared to this, it's about half or less of the electricity. So
I agree with that. I agree with that, but I don't agree that we're more than 100% efficient. I believe that we're using energy with heat pumps. Bert, I've got two heat pumps here. I know how they work, and I think they're a great way to go. But I don't think they're the best way to go. And the reason I don't think they're the best way to go is our electric bill would be about $400 a month if I use the heat pump, and if I use propane, about $1,000 a year for the heating season heat the house.
Yeah, that's simply because electricity costs a lot, and where I am, it costs a real lot. I mean, we have some of the highest electrical rates in the country out here on the West Coast. Vince, this all makes me think of the riddle, and of course, you know the answer, but I'll put it out for class. You're living in an apartment, you're leaving for vacation, and you left your refrigerator door open, and you're gone for a week, and that refrigerator's just been going full bore, open to the rest of your kitchen and your apartment. Could be a house, doesn't have. And so you come back after a week. Is your home hotter? Is it colder? Or is it the same temperature? And, of course, you know, the first thing that the average person is going to say, oh, it's colder because the refrigerator door was left open, right? And then the next person's going to say, well, steel out the back. It's making heat to create that cold. But the ultimate answer, of course, we know is neither of those.
Yeah, what it really would do is, you know, assuming that the apartment were insulated, it would get hotter, which, by the way, is my argument about the heat pump that you mentioned prior to that, which is it is not it's not greater than 100% efficiency, because that heat pump is that refrigerator in that apartment, because it the coils in the back are dissipating the heat, the coils inside the refrigerator are absorbing the heat, and the electricity running the compressor is generating heat. So the net really is the friction of the compressor, the moving parts of the compressor, and the electricity that it consumes going to heat. So the answer is,
yeah,
we're using energy, and there's no way around it. Even though a heat pump is a good idea, it's not the best idea, because they don't work worth a darn below 25 degrees. Now,
yeah,
where you are, you probably don't see that very often. But
no,
here in Missouri, if you have a heat pump and you get to 24 degrees Fahrenheit outside temperature, that heat pump is going to work and work and work really hard, into the point where, you know, it's going to shorten its life expectancy. So what people do is they have a backup system for those days when it's colder than 25 degrees. And that would typically be a heating element running on electricity, resistive heating, which is the most expensive way you can go in terms of energy consumption, the least efficient. And then, or propane backup, or a wood backup. So we have a propane backup, which we don't use. We have a backup to the backup, which is wood, which we use all the time. So we heat our house with wood, and our annual cost is about $120 a year. $120 a year for heating our house,
yeah,
and heating our gas,
yeah,
to hot water.
And then
nobody,
you have the auxiliary backup. With I saw that with the paddleboard with the doggies.
Yeah.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
First, Liz, Bert, what's next?
Vince, interesting news story come out. Says the United States has recovered extraterrestrial craft. It's something we've talked about time to time on USA Prepares. Controversial topic. I don't know if the person coming forth seems credible. Vince, this is probably, this is all true, the biggest cover-up that U.S. government had. And, it's probably at a point now where it's really difficult for the government to admit things because it's gone on so long. What are they going to say? Your government's been covering up the truth for 80 years. And by the way, now you can believe everything we say. So, I've been involved, and you have too, in some private activities with scientists, and turns out there's an area in Missouri that not too far from your farm that has strange phenomena. Now, it's not craft landing and people coming out and saying hi. It's something way more advanced, Vince. We're not sure what, but plasma balls, sort of like you see in the opening scenes of Close Encounters of the Third Kind. It's been going to this area of Missouri for, we think 50 or 60 years. And you and I have gone out there and investigated it. And, again, we're not sure what it is, but it's some phenomena has been happening there. And, we met some of the other scientists and ranchers that are in that part of the state.
Yeah, it's too bad that we didn't meet anybody from Project Blue Book to explain to us exactly what we were looking at, what we were trying to research, what we were trying to find. That could have explained it all really well. We've had a guy who's been in at the government feeding trough for 50 years, same as Joe, and you would think that for 50 years he's been part of this cover-up, and now he's at the highest level of the cover-up. He's a commander-in-chief. And still, class, if you think that we are alone in the universe, that we're the biggest, best, and brightest, and most advanced, I don't think that's right. I don't think so. And one of my instructors, Carl Sagan, said that statistically that's impossible. We are not alone. We're not alone. And some people, would say, boy, what if there are others out there? Boy, that'd be really frightening. How about this? What if we're all alone? Would that be frightening? So I don't believe for a second, not a nanosecond, that we're alone. And I believe that there are UFOs. And I've been threatened by a former member of the Missouri government, at the highest level of Missouri government, to back down. And he would expose me as someone who believes in UFOs. I said, go ahead. He was going to call a news conference with radio, television, newsprint, all the media, and he was going to expose me as someone who believes in UFOs and aliens. And I said, go ahead. He never did.
Well, I think things have changed, Vince. It's gone more mainstream, and probably, studies show it's probably about half of the country now accepts that we're not alone. So, Vince, I'm startled by looking at this news story from the Babylon Bee, and it shows an alien meeting in the Oval Office with our current president, and the alien is befounded, and he's keep asking, I don't understand, explain to me these 47 genders. On our planet, we only have two. And he's mystified, sitting down there in a chair next to Uncle Joe, as Joe tries to explain to him how genders are, for on at least how he thinks they are. And I got a chuckle out of that.
Yeah, it's idiotic. It's absolutely idiotic that anyone could believe that you can pick your gender and be whatever gender you want to be that's different from the gender you are. There's two. There's male and female, and that's it, period. Period. That's it. And you can't change it. You can't change it. I mean, you can have all the surgery you want. You can do what Hollywood does. You can take someone who's really kind of funny looking and make them look better. I mean, you can do that. You can alter the appearance, but you can't change the gender.
Yeah, period. You can wear different clothes. You can love who you want. I mean, none of that matters, but your DNA is your DNA.
Right. So, Bert, you think that there are UFOs?
Well, since I've been an investigator, and so the answer is yes. The real question is why, who, what, and it's probably a complicated answer.
Yeah, I believe the answer is absolutely positively yes. There are unidentified flying objects. I believe that there are aliens. The government isn't going to show me any evidence. But, class, it's true when the government denies it. You know it's true when the government denies it. That applies to almost everything. Bert, thank you so much. I'll see you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.